Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, helping your child create a New Year's resolution is the beginning of teaching your child really the importance of setting goals, accomplishing those goals. You know, it's an important skill for children and to learn as they become adults. And my guest is Dr. Corey Cross, one of our favorite guests here on Healthy Children. She's a pediatrician. So, Dr. Cross, welcome to the show. Helping our children come up with New Year's resolutions. How do we do that? Do we write them down? And give us some good ones to come up with.
Yeah, so first, I mean, a lot of parents say, why should we bother to have kids come up with New Year's resolutions? And the thing is that New Year's resolutions are more than just doing something better. It teaches kids how to set goals, how to self-motivate, how to have discipline to do it, and how to make a plan. So if you want to change something, how do you plan that out? And so that's a lot of times that's what we talk about when they need to do their homework or when they need to study, that kids don't really know how to plan and how to figure out how to get to the next step. And so New Year's resolutions are a nice way to teach kids how to create a plan and how to get that sense of accomplishment in the end when they actually accomplish what it is that they set out to do. So what I usually suggest is make it a dinner conversation. So when you sit down at the dinner table one night, just say, so Dad and I are thinking about, or Mom and I are thinking about, our New Year's resolutions. These are what we think we'd like to do. What is it that you think you'd like to do as a resolution? And depending on the kid, you may have to actually explain what resolution means. So you might have to say, what do you think you could do better? Or is there anything you would like to change? And then I always like the positive one. Is there anything new you'd like to learn how to do? Because a lot of times we always think about things that we aren't doing well, but not necessarily things that we'd actually like to learn how to do. So you can say, like, I'd like to learn not to wet my bed in the middle of the night. I'd like to learn to ride my bike without training wheels. I'd like to learn my multiplication tables. So there are some positive things that we can teach kids to learn and to do, and that makes them feel really good. I think the other thing that parents need to realize is that when they state their own goals, they should be positive. It shouldn't be, Mommy wants to lose 10 pounds. That's just not something that sounds good to children. Instead, maybe, Mommy wants to eat healthier, Mommy's going to try exercising 4 times a week. Something along those lines is better for a child to hear than Mommy thinks she's overweight.
Okay, so if we're writing this down, and maybe we all write them down as a family, we sit around and we write down our resolutions and share them with each other. I think that would be a kind of a sweet way for families to do this, practicing good. I'm just going to throw in a few of my own here, if it's okay, Dr. Mm-hmm. Cross. Practicing
Absolutely.
Good hygiene, maybe cleaning up their rooms. If we've done their laundry, maybe they put their own clothes away. Being responsible when they, use screen time, and also being nice to other kids, helping kids that maybe don't have as many friends, or, even being nice to the local bully and seeing if they can turn them around, just being a little kinder to each other.
I absolutely agree. And the AAP has a whole list of New Year's resolutions for different age groups. It depends on your family what you feel is appropriate as a resolution, because you don't want to give the sense that these aren't things that are expected as normal behavior. So for some families, they like one of the recommendations they had was to wear your seatbelt. For me, that's a non-negotiable. You're not going to try harder to wear your seatbelt, because if your seatbelt's not on, we're not moving the car.
That's
so it
right.
does depend on different families, what they consider a resolution. But you're writing it down for any change behavior. Writing it down is the first thing to do. When you write it down, you want to write it down in a concrete, specific way, not something nebulous, like I'm going to eat healthier for a kid. Rather, I'm going to eat my vegetables every night, or I'm not going to eat cookies, every afternoon for a snack. I'm going to have, carrot sticks or grapes or whatever. So something that's very concrete so that they know when they actually accomplish it. And then once you write it down, you want to figure out a way to keep track. And that's the same with adults and children, that you really want to keep track of what you're doing, because when you have to be responsible for it, you're more likely to make the right decision. So as a parent, you want to make a really big deal of when they're successful. Give them a sticker, give them a star. If they're an older kid, really just praise them. Like, that was a great day. You did a great job of, not cursing today, or, speaking nicely to your sister, something along those lines.
It goes a lot further. I'm sorry, but I just have to say, because what you're saying hits home so much, it goes a lot further than parents realize with an older child. Just that little bit of praise. I know when I tell my son after we've studied together, hey, Clayton, I'm really proud of you. That was great. He says, I love it when you say that. It makes me feel so good.
It really does. And think about yourself. I mean, I know when I'm at work and somebody says, you handled that patient really well. I'm like, yeah, go me. You know? So I think that we all respond really well to positive reinforcement, and that we have to remember that. But we also, one of the things that we can really do with kids is help them figure out what went wrong. And so say you have a child, as opposed to saying, like, you didn't do such a great job today. Instead, you could say something along the lines of, you were doing really well today, but this evening when you got frustrated with your brother and you didn't use your words and you bit him, that really wasn't the best thing to do. Tomorrow, try using your words. Or come to mommy when you're frustrated, and I'm sure you're going to be able to do it better tomorrow. I'm sure tomorrow we're going to put a sticker on the calendar. You know, something along those lines, so that you tell them they were doing a good job, this is where they didn't do such a good job, this is what they can do instead in those cases, and then leave it on a positive note. And that's the same thing that we do, like, when adults try to diet. We say, okay, like, maybe I ate chocolate today because I got in a fight with somebody at work. You know, that's why I did it. So you need to figure out what it is that's triggering you. And kids are the same way.
Well, so we have to figure out what triggers them. And we're school concerned. Doing better in school. You know, as a resolution, that sounds great and all. But there needs to be some sort of, you know, when they set SMART goals, the realistic, attainable. If you say, I'm going to do better in school, so what does that mean? You know, what are you going to do better in school? Are you going to take notes? Are you going to take better notes? Are you going to study a little more? Are you going to keep your focus? You know, so I think that some of these resolutions, Dr. Cross, need sort of identification and clarification as to what you're going to do to attain those goals.
Absolutely. And I think that that's exactly what I mean when I say that you need it to be concrete and specific. You need to know exactly what it is that you're trying to accomplish, and you need to know how, you need to have a plan to figure out how to do that. And then you need to have rewards for when you do it well. So just like we like rewards, kids like rewards too. Younger kids, older kids, maybe they like going out for ice cream. Maybe they like having an extra half hour on the computer. You know, anything like that is something that, it's the same thing for us. When we do something, we like to know that we're doing it well. So that's something that you have to think about, is not just how are you going to get there, but what are you going to give yourself when you actually do a good job.
Okay, so the reward system as well. What other some resolutions that our kids can, you know, set and really achieve that's going to make them feel, because achieving those goals in that coming year is going to really give them motivation to set more goals and to achieve those goals and give them that motivation. So give us another one you think is really important.
It depends on the age of the child. I think that being nice to people is always a good, is always a really good one. And being helpful, is there something that you could do for somebody else that would be helpful? So maybe it is the kid in the class who doesn't have a lot of friends, maybe asking them, you know, for lunch. Maybe it's, you know, going to the senior citizen building and, you know, seeing if anybody needs a ride to the store when it's, you know, snowing out or something like that. You can think about what resolutions you can do that would actually make somebody else's life nicer.
I think that's great. That's a great thing to teach children, and something that you and I have talked about on this show, and you know, instilling gratitude. So in that way, that's a great resolution as well. And so just in the last 30 seconds that we have, give us your best advice for making New Year's resolutions for ourselves and our children that we can all accomplish and feel motivated by, and that will make us better people in the coming year.
I think most of all, we have to sit down and find the time to do it, carve out some special family time to sit down and figure out what those resolutions will be. You need to write it down, help your kids have a plan, help your kids learn to stick to it, and then think about maybe making resolutions as a family too, positive resolutions that you as a whole family can do that'll just make your family a stronger, happier unit.
Beautifully said, Dr. Corinne Cross. You're listening to Healthy Children. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with HealthyChildren.org, their consumer website. Remember, you can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Have a great day and stay well.